speaking on this program is Brother Kevin Key.
Who is the commander of the army of the Lord talked about in Joshua chapter 5, verses 13 through 15? Is this the same being who spoke to Moses in Exodus chapter 3 and verse 5? In the context there, Moses is told to take his sandals off, for this is holy ground. If you read from the context of Joshua chapter 5, verses 13 through 15, we also have the same type of phraseology given there. To consider the context, to begin with, we see is that Joshua, in this context, saw a man with a sword standing opposite of him. Joshua inquired of this man, "Which side are you on? Are you on our side or are you on the side of our opposition?" Joshua learns from this man that he is the commander of the Lord's army. What is Joshua's response? Notice the context. He fell down on his face to the earth and worshipped. Who did he worship? Friends, as it would appear in the context, he is worshiping this individual who identifies himself as the commander of the Lord's army. Joshua then sought instructions from this man. Joshua was a leader in and amongst God's people. And yet, as he is looking to leading Israel into battle later, if you read chapter 6 and following, you're going to find that he leads them into the Battle of Jericho and other places. He is looking for instructions from this individual. So therefore, he sees that this one is far superior than he himself. And then Joshua is told to remove his sandals. Why? Because this is holy ground. How did Joshua respond to the instructions that is given from the commander of the Lord's army? Joshua did exactly as this man had told him to do. So therefore, who is this man and how can we know for sure? I believe that the being here is the Lord in both instances. And what I mean by that is in Joshua chapter 5, verses 13 through verse 15, and then also Exodus chapter 3 and verse 5. Why would I say that? If you'll note in your scripture, in the book of Acts chapter 7 and verse 33, in the context there, it is brought out in reference to Exodus chapter 3 and verse 5, that the Lord is the one who gave Moses instruction to remove his sandal, for this is holy ground. It's the same structure in regard to what we find in Joshua chapter 5, verses 13 through verse 15. But then in like figure, I believe that as we consider this immediate context and what Joshua did in response as this individual identifies himself as a commander of the Lord's army, by Joshua bowing down to the earth and worshiping, I believe that this also helps us in a very significant way to identify that we're dealing with the Lord's appearance before Joshua at this time. Only God is worthy of worship, and only God would have accepted worship. If it would have been an angel is not worthy of worship. Only the Lord is worthy of worship. And Joshua, I believe, would have understood that. And this individual, there's nothing in the context that would suggest that he did not receive the worship. So again, I believe that we're looking at a consideration of an appearance of the Lord in Joshua chapter 5 and verse 13 and following in Exodus chapter 3 and verse 5.